Wrecking Ball Radio.
This is Davin's Den.
And we are back, Davin's Den. April Fool's Countdown. We are down to the biggest fools of the year. I can't really even say it's been a spirited competition this year. Really has been much less arguing. The biggest arguments that we've had so far was when Joe wanted to defend Marjorie Taylor Greene, sort of.
What's happening?
Well, it's not defending her. I've said plenty of times that the message gets dissolved by the messenger, and that's most of the case with her. I don't agree with everything she says. Some of the things that she says, the core of it, or the foundation of it, makes sense. By the time she gets through with it, it's fucking nonsense.
So Joe's political advice is, don't put your political message in the vessel of a dumbass.
Yes. Actually.
Or if you're saying something or trying to say, you don't make an outlandish statement.
But what happens when a large amount of your voters are dumbasses? Then maybe the dumbass vessel is the way to go, because nobody knows dumbass like other dumbasses.
Well, you know, sometimes something will, you know, they'll say, you know, oh, you know, Marjorie Taylor Greene said that, but I go, but not exactly. And sometimes I'll break it down and explain it, you know, but you shouldn't have to do that.
Well, the last politician that Joe was the whisperer for was Donald Trump. So my takeaway from this is, in several years, Marjorie Taylor Greene will be an indicted congresswoman. Okay, I can live with that. Explain away. Have at it. All right, let's do our biggest fool of the year. We will go Pip, Joe, then myself. I've had a good showing. I don't know how I feel about my top fool, seeing the way this show has gone. But let's see. Pip, start us off.
Well, I have to say, my biggest fool of this past year, and going into the future perhaps, is Ron DeSantis.
Really?
Yes. Oh, my God.
Oh, yes. Joe's taking off the glasses. He might be taking flight. He might start flapping soon.
He's chugging this.
I took my glasses off because my story is second. I don't need them right now. I don't want to be on screen wearing glasses.
Oh, please. I thought you were
Gavin
just
the same thing, so let's not hit each other. I'm not busting your balls. I'm in the same fucking
Hold on. This is going to make this really difficult to read, but I'm going for it. No.
Yeah, the only way it works is to read. Well, maybe Pip, but yeah.
Ron DeSantis. Now, here's an interesting choice before Pip goes into it. She knows right off the bat she is not getting one vote. She knows that going in. So this is either very brave or very stupid, because there's no way Joe will support this vote.
Well, see, I know this. However, just like Joe had to get it off his chest about the stupidity of the both sides, the Republicans and the Democrats, who didn't do their due diligence about, oh God, what's his name?
Ron DeSantis? Oh, DeSantis. George Santos.
Santos. Oh my God, their names are too similar. I'm going to be saying the wrong one every day. But just like he had to get that off his chest, I got to get this off my
chest. Because you know what, Pip, you know who we haven't covered the past few months? Ron DeSantis. There certainly hasn't been the opportunity.
No, we, you know what, and there won't be any going forward either.
Okay, here we go. Strap in.
Behold, Ron Culture War DeSantis, the Florida Emperor with no clothes. I wish I had written that, but that's a title from an article. In Governor Ron DeSantis' free state of Florida, the charter school principal was forced to resign after sixth grade students were shown images of Michelangelo's notably nude sculpture, David. Apparently, the horrors of art and anatomy were too much for some parents, and because DeSantis has empowered adults dippy enough to consider...
I'm sorry, I gotta interrupt you. Dabber, will you sit up straight? You look like a harbor seal floating around.
I look like a harbor seal?
Yeah.
What does that even mean?
I never see a harbor seal like where they just lounge around on their back with their paws. Like a harbor seal. Pip, I'm sorry.
I was trying to do harbor seal, but I can't.
So he's sitting up straight now. All right, you can tell. Continue.
Thank you. because DeSantis has empowered adults dippy enough to consider Renaissance art pornography, the principal was, in the spirit of freedom, shown the door. David's man bits might be visible, but DeSantis tries to raise his national profile ahead of a likely GOP presidential primary campaign. It's becoming apparent the Florida emperor has no clothes. Things haven't gone well with Ron DeSanctimonious' expected presidential run. Consider the recent stumbles by the man GOP presidential primary frontrunner and former President Donald Trump has labeled Ron DeSanctimonious, and somehow more insultingly, Rob. DeSantis referred to Russia's deadly invasion of Ukraine as a territorial dispute and then was admonished by Democrats and Republicans alike. So he flip-flopped in an interview with Piers Morgan and called Russian President Vladimir Putin a war criminal. But then later he flip-flopped again to saying, "I care more about securing our border in the United States than I do about the Russia-Ukraine border." That's a good look. DeSantis, 2024, three-finger pudding for everyone. The Daily Beast...
What was that?
Three-finger pudding for everyone.
Three-finger pudding?
The Daily Beast ran a lengthy story citing former DeSantis staffers and GOP operatives who painted the governor as someone who struggles with basic social skills. That story included an anecdote about the governor's allegedly messy eating habits, claiming he once devoured a chocolate pudding dessert with three fingers. That's right. Dumb, of course.
I just got to say something basically in the comments of that Putin should be brought up on war crimes and that he's more concerned about the crisis at the border than he is the crisis in the Ukraine. It's pretty much a matter of opinion. I mean, it's his opinion that he should be brought up on war crimes. It's also his opinion that that he's more concerned about the border, our border, than the crisis in Ukraine. It's not a matter of flip-flopping. It's just a matter of opinion on a situation.
No, the flip-flopping was about how he felt about Putin, not about whether he felt about the, more about our border than an obvious war perpetrated by a war criminal.
I'm more interested in how he feels about Putin instead of Putin.
Oh, well, apparently he feels really strongly and deeply about Putin because he said that's really dumb, of course, but it yielded this chyron when the Morgan interview was aired on Fox Nation. Ron: I didn't eat pudding with three fingers. I wish I'd seen that.
Wait. He actually said that?
Yes.
Okay.
And despite Trump's increasingly legal problems and consistent badger on bath salts behavior, the former president is leading DeSantis by 15 points in the most recent Real Clear Politics polling average. Most Americans disagree with DeSantis' policies. A recent Yahoo News YouGov poll showed most of DeSantis' key Florida policies and goals, from banning abortions after 6 weeks of pregnancy to cutting diversity, equity, and inclusion programs on college campuses, are opposed by a majority of Americans. It's not hard to conclude, and I say this as someone who can't scroll properly. Stop it. Oh, my God.
And then another thing DeSantis says is that we have to get milk tomorrow. Oh, shit, sorry about that.
Right? It's hard not to conclude, and I say this as someone who was born and raised in the Sunshine State, not me, the writer, that Florida ain't like the rest of the country. And being a popular governor there doesn't make DeSantis the political juggernaut Republicans hype.
Okay, hold on. Let me stop you right there. I happen to agree with that, but that has nothing to do with DeSantis being a fool. That's this writer's opinion.
No, that's this writer's opinion, but it's also my opinion.
Right, but that has nothing. Your opinion does not have to. It's not really DeSantis being a fool, you know?
No, okay. So that one particular thing is opinion-based, not on his
actions. And even the thing that he said about the border, I care more about our border than Ukraine's border, that's a popular opinion.
It's not really a foolish thing to say.
No.
No, that's not a foolish thing.
The original thing he said, his original statement on Ukraine was foolish.
Yes, that's what it's saying, that it's calling it a territorial dispute.
Yeah.
What kind of bullshit is that? And then,
well,
you know...
it is a territorial dispute, but it's far more in-depth. See, that's another thing with Marjorie Taylor Greene. I mean, you'll make a statement like that, but it goes far beyond that. And now we're going to get into it right now. We don't have the time. But it is far beyond that. I mean, you know, it's a major concern.
No, he's absolutely right. Ukraine is a territory, and Russia disputes its right to exist. It's a territorial dispute.
it's a discussion for another day because it's so in depth, and there's no easy answer to it as well.
Yeah, well, the answer to it is that you're not allowed to invade sovereign countries.
All right, go. There's a faction of the Republican Party that is pro Russia. He was catering to that. Now, is that ultimately foolish? Yeah, that's really foolish. But I don't know if that makes him foolish. But go on.
Oh no, I think that makes him inherently foolish.
I know you do. That's why he's your biggest fool. Go on.
That's why I'm going for it.
I know.
And perhaps the most clear evidence that DeSantis's culture war centric hollering has become white noise, literally and figuratively, was the news last week that Disney World will be hosting the Out and Equal Workplace Summit, one of the world's largest LGBTQ conferences. DeSantis boasts incessantly about his battles with woke Disney, which started when the company spoke out about the governor's law prohibiting teachers from talking about gender identity or sexual orientation in school classrooms up through the third grade, known broadly as the Don't Say Gay Law. He recently signed a law giving the state control over the previously corporate-run district that encompasses Disney World and made it sound like he, Ron DeSantis, the slayer of wokeness, now calls the shots at the company. That's not true. Disney maintained the tax breaks and most of the power it previously had, but, you know, go ahead and wish upon a star, Governor. After signing the Disney bill into law, DeSantis crowed, "Today the corporate kingdom finally comes to an end." Listen, with the Out and Equal conference being announced, which focuses intently on the same diversity, equity, and inclusion issues DeSantis has been railing against, Disney corporate kingdom's response was essentially, "Hey, whatever, putting fingers. We're just going to move along with the rest of the world and not act weird about
this." All right, let me help your cause right here because it's going to be a future outstanding display of spite. So, yes, the people that DeSantis appointed are going to be taking over a lot of the property. But they have to maintain the roads and everything. But right before it got signed over, the people that were in charge at Disney made it that they're controlling everything. They did like a legal maneuver where they are running shit so DeSantis's people can't do anything. So that would be that, which will be a future outstanding display despite we'll get in more in depth. But that would be a case of DeSantis looking the fool. Like, you can't even wage a proper culture war because you finally won up Disney. Nah, the mouse is smarter than you, stupid. That would be an example of him being a fool.
Not winning against them. He's got a major vendetta against all things gay, particularly honing in on trans rights and drag queens for some reason. He's only making himself look ridiculous. I venture to say that in the court of opinion...
Listen.
The only argument against that, and I say it, you know, every time we bring the topic up, is a, you know, the LGBTQ and most likely that community is pushing you've got rights, you've got that, but they want to take it and push it further. And a lot of and they're a minority in the country, and basically people accept that, but when you push too far, there needs to be some pushback, and he is representing the portion that is there a little bit.
Well,
of
here, let me break this down. Yes, there are people like Joe and others who think he's waging a righteous war. Unfortunately for DeSantis, most people just roll their eyes every time he says woke, because everything's woke. He talks about woke economy, woke this, the woke Tampa Bay Rays. Like another one. Like, he went after the Tampa Bay Rays for showing support for the families that lost their children in Uvalde. That was another case of DeSantis being a fool. He went after the Rays. He picks these stupid wars. So I could see it both ways. And I've said all along, probably one of the first people to say, this guy is going to get fucking smoked. He's not even going to win the primary. Trump is going to own him. Now the courts might do Trump a favor, because he's got this case, he's got a rape case coming up in October. He's probably going to get indicted by Georgia in May. So the courts might do DeSantis a favor, but there's no way DeSantis can stand on a stage with Donald Trump in a debate. Trump will own him. And you know what I think of Trump.
And I'm going to say this again. We'll have this argument this time next year, and it will be damn more intense, and I'll tell you why. With everything, the climate is changing every day.
Yep.
Especially with the indictment, the climate is changing every day, and to make that call at this juncture is not clear cut yet.
I'll tell you this. Even if Trump is taken out, even if Trump can't do it, DeSantis still won't be the nominee. I'll say it right now. He's a terrible debater. He's got a glass jaw. He's a moron, and he's not good with people. There will be another Republican.
If Trump is down, they get DeSantis. Who are they going to get?
I don't know, Joe. I don't know.
I don't know.
But we're still a year and a half away.
But okay, and with that being said, that's why, I mean, you have your opinion right now. However, the discussion we're going to have in November, probably going into January next year, is going to be a lot more intense, because there's going to be the indictments and the trial will move on. The scientist is standing and deciding if he's going to run will move on. Where the country feels they're behind Trump or against Trump, because they might see Trump as a martyr going through this. So right now, at this point in time, it's very up in the air to make that decision. However, it's going to have a hell of a lot more teeth when we discuss this in January.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, we're talking about foolish behavior this year. I'm thinking this guy is a damn fool. He just does not know how to read the country's temperature. He is pounding away on these culture war things.
But wait a minute, hold on.
Said,
hold on.
Woke.
I don't want to dismantle this yet. But if he's running for president, which he has not announced, that might make him a damn fool. But as far as governor of Florida, he just won an election by a whole bunch of points, and he's very popular there. So you could say he's doing the right thing if you wanted to.
But it's Florida.
But that's where he's the governor. That's where he's the governor.
That's not saying
anything. Illinois.
Good. Or any of the other 49. That would be good.
No, but what I'm saying is, if you want to make, you can make the argument that he's playing. The first mission was to get reelected as governor. Check that off. He did that. He did that by a lot. So, I mean, the president. Listen, I told you, I think this guy's a moron, but he hasn't declared yet. He might not declare. If he's smart, he won't declare. He should not declare while Donald Trump is still there, because he doesn't have the intestinal fortitude to stand up to Trump.
You have to sit tight and see how this trial goes.
Yes.
Because basically, and it's, you know, because Trump can be seen as a villain, or as he could be seen as a martyr. At this juncture, no. But at the trial.
And here's how much of a pussy you need to know DeSantis is. So DeSantis said, and this didn't happen, but like wasn't necessary, that he will not extradite Donald Trump from Florida to New York. You're gonna go against the federal government? You can't do that, stupid. You don't have that power. But it shows you how much of a pussy he is. Donald Trump wears out his ass like DeSantis is a prison bitch, and DeSantis grabs his ankles and says, "Thank you, sir, may I have another?"
Look, it's political saber rattling.
I know, but I'm just telling you, man.
If you don't like, you go, next time I see him at the club, I'm going to kick his fucking ass. No, you're not. Just remember,
kids, when everybody was on DeSantis' bandwagon, you heard it from me months ago and said, that guy doesn't stand a chance. Now, I may be wrong, but I said it long before anybody else.
And I disagree then. However, right now, it's changing day by day, literally day by day.
Well, yeah, but Joe, what's the point of making an opinion second by second? That's why you have a hot take. You say something. And listen, I told you about anti-Semitism. I told you Trump was a loser and a criminal. I told you all this shit before anybody else was.
Yeah, but you know what? You could also have a populist that also sees Trump as a hero being persecuted. You most certainly can.
But they're not winning elections.
But as persecuted and somebody that would be better choice for the country than Biden at this juncture right now, or they could see him as a villain that got his just deserved. So
listen,
it's got to play out.
I think 70% of the country looks at Donald. See, it's not Republican Democrat. Notice I'm saying 70% of the country looks at Donald Trump as a dangerous joke. So I'm saying Democrats and a lot of Republicans and a lot of independents. He's got his 30 or so percent that think he's a god, but the rest of them, I think they look at him as a dangerous joke. Now, that doesn't mean someone won't vote for him if it's a choice between him or Biden. I'm not saying that, but I think this guy...
And that's to my point where things, it's very interesting right now to see where things play out, where the economy's going to go, where we're going, what's going to be the basis of oil against the dollar, things like inflation. And then the Trump situation progressing alongside with it. Yeah, I don't think we've been in a place like this in a while in a country.
No, we've never been in a place like this.
It's going to be a lot better. It's going to be a more meatier discussion in January on the topic than it is right now in April.
Well, hopefully it won't be during the April Fool's Countdown. Pip, is there anything else you would like to add about DeSantis before we move on to Joe?
Bootsy.
Oh, there is that. There is that. I will give you that. For those that don't know, I think it was, what was it, after a hurricane or floods or something?
Yes.
He toured in like white knee-high go-go looking boots. Terrible. Terrible look.
Which, normally I would say that anybody that's coming this hard after gays, methinks the lady does protest too much, but no gay man in his right mind would have walked around with those boots with that outfit.
Right.
So,
nobody's ever left the house dressed like an asshole and it didn't dawn on them when they're in the middle of the public.
Well, nobody did that when they knew there was going to be press there.
You're right.
You don't know. I remember I went out one day. I'm wearing khaki shorts, like a hat. This pants shirt, I'm walking through the town of Huntington, I look at my reflection, I go, you look like a complete asshole right now.
Yes. Yes.
You're out there, it's too late.
But you didn't know the media was gonna, the media wasn't there filming every moment of it, Joe. There's the difference.
Well, that's why I have advisors.
All right, Bootsy.
You're not fucking wearing that, are you?
Yeah. So yeah. DeSantis, a very brave choice, much like Joe's choice in a segment in the last one with Santos people was very brave. I don't know if it's a winning choice, but it's certainly a very brave choice. What do you got, Joe?
We've heard Pip's discussion. We've taken advice. We've debated. I have something far more important than that.
Okay.
It's also from the state of Florida, and it's something that we all need to understand and has a lot of validity. Florida man arrested for allegedly having sex with a dog in public and then damaging a church nativity scene.
Oh, why the church scene? Not the church scene!
Oh! Well, Joe came to play.
So did this man, apparently.
A Florida man has been been arrested after he had sex with a dog in front of people, damaged the church nativity scene, and attempted to steal a vehicle, Fox 13 reports. On Sunday, police in Clearwater arrested 36-year-old Chad Mason on charges including sexual activity with an animal, exposing sexual organs, and criminal mischief of a place of worship. According to authorities, Mason was walking a golden doodle owned by someone he knows at approximately...
Wait a minute, hold on! Now I can never hear the name Doodle and think of looking at a dog the same. You just ruined Doodles.
Apparently it was a golden diddle.
Golden diddle! Oh my god!
We get letters.
Sparky.
We get letters. That's why we get letters. You know what, Joe? Maybe you do belong on Chrissy's show. What am I aligned with? Go on.
According to authorities, Mason was walking a golden doodle owned by someone he knows at approximately 4:30 p.m. when he publicly had sex with a dog in front of witnesses, including a child who was younger than 16. Because older than 16, it is not a felony. When he was approached by one of the witnesses, he reportedly fled the scene and began to wreak havoc in the surrounding areas. Because that's what you do when you fuck a dog. While he was confronted by somebody at the apartments complex there, he ran from the scene and began to wreak havoc in the surrounding area. Like I said, authorities said, per the New York Post, it was unclear if he was walking the dog with permission or took the dog without asking the owner.
Well, you know, that's the important part of the story right there.
Yeah.
Did the owner know that the diddling was going to commence, or did they sneak out the window?
Yeah, I don't think the owner said that fucks the dog. I'll help. No, so
was the diddling of the doodle rough?
Yeah, I guess people didn't go to the diddling of the doodle. But we all know that he diddled the doodle.
Waddle doodle.
Northwood Presbyterian Church nearby, where he broke potted plants, tossed around children's toys, and knocked down a nativity scene. When he left the church, he also damaged a nearby mailbox in the neighborhood and attempted to steal a car before he was arrested. He estimated to have caused $400 in damages to the church before he was taken into custody. He was held in Pinellas County Jail and has since been released with bond. He is expected to be in court later this month. And there you go.
Did he throw around the toys and break the plants, or did the dog?
He most certainly did break the toys, throw the plant, and broke into a mailbox, which is a felony.
Oh, well, no, you know what? Maybe he was just trying to deliver the mail because the postal workers wouldn't do it.
No.
They couldn't get to the box because he was diddling the doodle in front of the mailbox.
I can't deliver the mail. There's a man diddling a doodle.
I got to move my tail so I get the mail.
Whose tail is that? Oh, God.
It's a very interesting story. God.
Oh, my God.
Now, I will say, originally, my fool of the year, I was going to double down on Kanye because I thought it was such spectacular tomfoolery.
Ain't never fucked a dog.
We don't know that.
He never broke a nativity scene.
But I did not.
You don't know that.
I did not. Now, my story is similar to one of Joe's stories, but with an extra twist of foolishness that I think makes this guy the biggest fool.
Okay.
Gainesville, Georgia. Was arrested after he viewed images of child pornography on his computer as deputies were searching his home for child pornography, according to Hall County Sheriff's Office. So he's not walking them past the boxes. He's looking at the child porn on his computer while they're doing the search looking for child porn.
No.
Alan Neil Thur, 75. So he should know better. was arrested on 7 child pornography charges this week. The sheriff's office got a tip that their uploaded child pornography on his computer. They executed a search warrant at his home on Bluff Valley Circle on March 14th. As deputies carried out the search, Thur was viewing 5 images of child pornography on his computer, deputies wrote in the incident report. He's been charged with 2 counts of sexual exploitation of a minor and 5 additional counts of the same charge in connection to the search of his home. Thur was booked in Hall County Jail without bond. Listen, here's the thing. Shut off the computer. Shut off the computer. Throw the computer out the window. Flush the computer down the toilet. Put the computer in the blender. Don't sit there casually and watch the child porn while the police are looking for the child porn. It's like playing hide and go seek and they're standing right in front of you. It's the worst game ever.
What the hell? As Joe said before, and it has to be repeated now, you can't be that fucking stupid.
Well, that's why he's my top fool, because he was.
But he's just stupid and disgusting, and wow, are you dumb?
That's why he's my biggest fool.
It's like the DEA is raiding your house and you start booting some heroin right in front of them. What? No. You know what? I can't even speak anymore.
I broke the helix.
It's late, and between the child porn watching and dog diddling, I'm just done.
Like I said, Davin brings up the point, you can't be that stupid. I mean, he watched child porn, and then he, and the cops came in, and he was watching child porn, which is also stupid, but it's also the work of a sick mind.
Yeah.
Well, hold on, Joe. I don't disagree with that, but your guy's not so healthy either. So I don't know if that's the argument you want to make.
Exactly. So with that, we're going to take that as the basis of my argument. So your guy, one incident, another incident. One incident, another incident. My guy, fucked a dog. What he did, he stole a car. Then he destroyed stuff at a church and ruined a nativity scene. And also fucked the dog in front of the public. So on the audacity scale, my guy wins because he also completed some more other stupid acts.
Yeah, but I could make the argument my guy's audacity is far more. He's doing it in front of the people that are going to arrest him and put him away for a long time.
He was also doing it in front of witnesses that can have him arrested, and also added other things with it. So on the argument of quantity, on quantity, my guy wins.
But Joe, I would say child porn.
To a church, ruined the nativity scene, destroyed toys after he fucked the dog in front of people. My guy wins hands down. There's no argument.
Really. Really, your story boils down to the dog fucking in front of a live studio audience.
No. It also, that's saying good morning. He then ran into his church, destroyed toys, and ruined a nativity scene.
Oh, now, God! Down,
my story wins.
I don't know, man. I mean, watching kiddie porn in front of the popo, that's as pretty foolish as you can get.
I understand, but you want to know something? Fucking a dog in public isn't going to get you a conversion.
So what? So Joe, if he would have taken the dog to the nice hotel, it would have been better?
No, in public.
No!
We also have the added features that he had. This is a slam dunk.
I don't know that it is. I don't know that it is.
Oh God. I'm sorry. It's part the hour, but it's really part the way Joe says, fucking a dog. It's killing me.
Joe, do me a favor. Like, Joe, do me a favor. Say watching kitty porn in front of the cops. Say that for me.
Yeah, watch, but you want to know something? Pervert, watching kitty porn over the cops. One thing, the next thing. Okay, my thing. Fucking a dog. Fucking a car. Raiding a church. Destroying toys. And destroying the nativity scene.
What toys did he destroy?
Pound for pound, my story trumps yours, no pun intended.
He keeps saying pound for pound about a dog story.
He's working the judge. That's what he's doing right here. I see what he's doing.
I know, but you know what?
What toys were destroyed? I missed that. Which toys were destroyed?
I'm sorry?
You keep on saying toys were destroyed. I missed that part of the story. What toys were...
In the church.
In the church. He destroyed potted plants. He destroyed children's toys. Wow. And then knocked over in the nativity scene. There's three things right there. What else did he do? He fucked a dog in the ass.
Oh, my God.
But is that... stupid? Is that being a bigger fool? I don't even know if it's being a bigger criminal. It certainly has more quantity. But I don't know
if... A foolish thing.
Yeah, but I don't know if that matches up to watching kitty porn in front of the coppers. When they have a search warrant to find kitty porn.
Sorry.
These are slightly different because, you know, we always have the argument, is it the one act or is it your body of work? But the one act is so heinous and stupid, but it's the body of work and the variety of things that day.
Joe has variety, but this guy has more than one act. I mean, this guy is downloading porn, kitty porn. So it's more... It's,
I know.
The same thing. This guy had a variety. He just didn't leave it to fucking the dog. No. The day's still young. And he went on.
He went on a bizarre crime rampage.
It is a bizarre crime rampage.
That was... Oh, thank you. That was a really good laugh, you guys. God, that's...
You're going to judge on...
I'm sorry. I think that you guys are tied. They're so good. And they're so stupid.
All right. The show is long enough. I can live with a tie. Can you live with a tie, Joe?
We'll tie.
All right. Give us the winners. Just the winners.
Okay. So for the sports category, Davin won with Kyrie Irving and his lovely anti-Semitic spree.
Hold on. I don't know if it's ever been described quite that way.
It's late. I'm saying whatever I want.
I don't know how else you could describe it.
Well, I don't know about if lovely was the word, but okay.
For celebrity, it was a tie, and both guys said Kanye West and his lovely anti-Semitic spree.
Another spree!
So then...
Spree Tuesday.
The third one was Florida Man, and Davin's man took the ticket there. Politician...
Wait, what did he? What did my guy do again? Oh, yeah, that was where the criminals that called the police to help moving. Yeah.
Yes.
I had to concede that. You can't beat that fucking...
Yeah, that was really good. That was really stupid. Then for politician category, Davin won for the ever lovely Marjorie Taylor Greene. And for the anything category, both guys went with stupendously ridiculous criminals, and that was a tie. So let's see, Davin had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and Joe had 1, 2. So Davin, you took it.
Ah,
Davin. Yeah, yes. On the last story we did, where was your guy from? I forgot.
Gainesville, Georgia. Georgia.
Yeah. Okay, all right.
I was hoping Florida. I had another guy, so there's this guy that was like a volunteer cop for years in Florida, and he was selling drugs out of his out of the cop car.
Oh, yeah. I read that.
I heard about that.
Oh, my God.
Let me tell you something. When I actually got this story right here at lunch, and it's the first thing I looked at. I go, all right, Florida man. And this story pops up. It was like I was at the fucking slot machine. I'm like, really?
Tick, tick, tick. Yes. You got the golden ticket.
He got the golden doodle. He got the golden doodle.
Oh, no. Poor dog. I mean, I'm sorry. I am an animal lover, and the idea of somebody doing that to a dog.
Cute little dog with a red asshole. Yep, that's not good.
It's just such a horrible thing, but the way you say it makes it really funny.
Yes, yes. Joe makes animal abuse acceptable for everybody. It's a real gift.
Yeah. Because we find dog rape hilarious.
When Joe says it, it's like a children's story. He feels bad for the dog, not badly enough not to exploit the dog and talk about the dog and say the dog's name and where he's from, but he feels bad.
I don't make the news, I just report it, my friend.
Yes, yeah, yes.
I'm wiping off the bar stool next to me in hell for you, Joe.
Joe, you're a regular Walter Cronkite, let me tell you.
Bring Jack Daniels, thank you.
All right, very good. Good, very good countdown. Let's thank some people and get the hell out of here. Thank you, Sensei Russ Fredico, for your continued support of this fine show.
Yes, Russ. Thank you so much.
Portobello
is Bergen County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant. The Tuscan Villa setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country, and every dish is prepared with care and attention to detail. And the Portobello chefs, they're happy to cater to any dietary need. So your visit is going to mean not just a meal, but an experience. Portobello is open for lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday. And on Sunday, Portobello features a sumptuous brunch, and the dinner menu is available all day. Friday and Saturday nights, Portobello features live entertainment starting at 9 p.m. Portobello Banquets, that's your destination for that special event. Sweet 16, wedding, office party, anything that has to impress. Their professional staff will ensure that your event will not be just an occasion, but it will be a memory. Portobello Banquets also hosts the popular Comedy Nights throughout the year, which is produced by Sidesplitting Productions owner Davin of Davinson. Davin, I heard that show last week was a success. When's the next show coming up, pal?
Probably sometime over the summer. I should have more details, in about a month or two.
We will keep you posted. It's going to be a great night, and we'll let you know. Experience all that Portobello has to offer, 175 Ramapo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey. Learn more. Give them a call, 201-337-8990. That's 201-337-8990. Visit their website, portobellonj.com. You deserve the best. You deserve a great night out. You deserve Portobello.
Before I do the rest of the plugs, I know we didn't do Scammy Scammers tonight, but I think I might have just gotten solicited on Instagram to be an OnlyFans girl.
Okay.
Oh! Show some leg.
I want to know how much ball sack I have to show to be an OnlyFans girl.
Lots
of sack. Anyway, our Sidesplitting Productions. You need a comic, you call us. 551-404-3094. SidesplittingProductions.com. Joe, where will you be the next 2 weeks?
I'll be somewhere. I'm not off this week. I think I'm somewhere next week.
Quite the plug. Okay. All right. Saturday, April 8th, this coming Saturday, I'll be in Milton, Delaware at the Milton Theater. For tickets, go to miltontheater.com. It's a beautiful theater. I look forward to being there. Finally in a nice, respectable joint. Then I start my tour, so we are off next week. I am traveling, kids. Tuesday, April 11th, Sidesplitting Productions presents our first show ever at Barrel House at Zorn in Michigan City, Indiana. I'll be with Sean Shank. For tickets, go to barrelhouse@zorn.com. Wednesday, April 12th, I'll be in Stevensville, Michigan at the Watermark Brewing for comedy at the Solarium. For tickets, go to watermarkbrewing.com. Wow, this printed out a lot better when I could read this shit. Oh, wow. Here we go. Then the 13th through the 15th, I'll be in Louisville, Kentucky at the Caravan Comedy Club. For tickets, just go to caravancomedyclub.com because I can't read the phone number. Go to caravancomedyclub.com, April 13th through the 15th. And Sunday, April 16th, Sidesplitting Productions presents its first comedy show at Bar Louie in Granger, Indiana. I'll be with Sean again. Tickets 574-277-9100. A full tour, no nights off. Coming to the Kentucky, Michigan, Indiana places. Looking forward to it. Then we're back here in 2 weeks. All right.
Hey, put a good word in for me at the caravan.
Dude, you don't need my word. You all you got to do is contact them. I've been telling you that for years, stupid. You already did a good job there. Now you have to follow up. It's the follow-up game that's lacking.
So we're back in 2 weeks?
Yeah, we're off next week. We'll be back on the 18th.
Okay.
Does that work for you? Okay.
I know. I don't have my calendar for it. I think I have a show on the 12th. All right.
You know what? Tune in next Tuesday. There won't be a show, but Joel will be here to tell you where he's going to be the following week. Stupid. All right. This was a fun show, a spirited show. So much more stuff I want to share with you guys, but we'll have to wait for 2 weeks. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Tell no one.
Either way, please keep on.